Noble Boy hard pressed against the inside, and here comes Noble Boy joining Taikamochi, but Trumbull gets going. Secunderabad sticks on. Noble Boy just in front. There's a wall order against charging at the end, but it's Noble Boy. Noble Boy beat the brave Taikamochi and order again. Followed by...
Oh, it was a beautiful win by Noble Boy. And what about the day for Jason Collett and Claire Cunningham, as they are now known in Sydney racing, the power couple of racing, absolutely dominating. It's great to have a chat to Claire this morning. Congratulations, Claire.
Hey, Michael. Thank you.
That must have been a relief to see Noble Boy back in the winners' list. I know you haven't had him that long, but to get him back at his best, very satisfying, no doubt.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think any horse that you know, has a ability. It's nice to get them, you know, to reach their potential, and to be able to do that in four starts. This Scholar is a lovely horse. We all love him, so very deserving.
Were you confident heading into Saturday?
Confident as much as you can be. You know, it's Saturday black cart races. I've gone home a lot of times with my tail between my legs from Saturday runners. With Saturday runners, as you know, it's extremely hard to win, and we knew that we went to the races with the horse in great order, and the rest is up to a bit of luck.
Did you feel much pressure when you took over training him? I mean, he was the country star. I think he won six of his first seven. Then when he came into your stable, did you feel that added pressure to make sure he performed?
Not really, Michael. Like, I've been asked this question a couple of times lately, and I'm the type of person that puts the pressure on myself, and it doesn't matter if it's Noble Boy or a horse going to the country. If I know they've got ability and they're good enough to win races, then I definitely try and get the most out of myself in the stable to achieve that. So I put a lot of pressure on myself. We have a process, and like I just mentioned, we went to the races and I knew we couldn't do any more with the horse. So the rest is up to luck, and you need so much of it in this game. So we try not to get too wound up in the pressure.
Well, you had a sliding doors moment, which could have made things very different last week, because we were hoping to see Noble Boy in Melbourne, but he was first emergency, and maybe it was lucky he was first emergency, because subsequently, having the borders shut for horses to return to New South Wales, how close did it come that you might have had Noble Boy stranded in Victoria?
Well, look, we didn't get a run until 7 o'clock on race day, so thanks to all those trainers that scratched on race day, because it's obviously not worth taking the horse down. Spending that money without knowing that you're going to get a run, and in hindsight, things happen for a reason. I don't know if we would have won that race. The winner of Nick Ryan's ran away from it and was sitting quite handy, so I think it's all a blessing in disguise. So we just, like I had mentioned on Saturday, we continue to try and put the horse first, and I knew there was a race here the following week, so we just trialled him and got him ready for the race on Saturday.
What's the future now? Where do you head?
There's a program up here in Sydney. There's a 1500 in 2 weeks. I would say they'll be very similar horses. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. He just pulled up well, and then if he's successful over 1500, then we'll probably go back to the drawing board and have a look at what we can aim for, either in the spring or after spring. With a couple of those feature races like the Gong and so on. So we'll just take it one step at a time. I'm sure the next race seems well suited to him as well.
You've only been training a couple of years now, Claire. How big is your stable?
We're 22. I dropped down this year. I moved into a stable that I've been wanting to get into. A lovely setup of Moro Paletti's. And we got up to 30, and I was... I had to make the call for what I was wanting to do, and I didn't enjoy the big numbers, Michael, so I decided to cut back and keep it more of a boutique. As you know, it's a really tough industry, and I just wanted to look after my good owners and just try and keep some quality horses around us, make sure we're getting our bills paid, and that's us. It's a nice number, 22.
Well, when you were studying nursing, is this what you were dreaming about?
Definitely not. I'm not too sure what I was dreaming about. I was dreaming of probably Croatia and travelling Europe when I was studying. But it's come a long way, I suppose. I never, when Moody closed down, he's Sydney-based. I didn't even, I used to screw my face up to him when he said that I could be a trainer in the future, and I just thought he was silly. Why would I want to go through what he went through? So, yeah, a lot has changed in this time, and wins like Noble Boys win on the weekend, you know, make it all worthwhile.
You're happy to see your old boss back training? Have you spoken to him recently?
I'm happy if he's happy. He was pretty happy once he kind of had that break. I really didn't think he'd go back to it, but it's good to see that he's got success. We talk pretty regularly. So he messaged me after Saturday's win, and he had a winner himself. So, yeah, whatever makes him happy, really. I don't think he has anything to prove anymore. So as long as him and his family are happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, Mood's first win back at Caulfield since his return to the training ranks as well on Saturday. And your partner, Jason Collett, I did see in an article that you have been coined the power couple of Sydney racing now. Jason's certainly been in outstanding form. Is that all because of you, Claire?
No, not at all. It's because of the horses that he's getting on, Michael, that's for sure. He, 2 months ago when there was the jockey divisions here in Sydney, he was seriously contemplating trying to get back into the country and provincial division just because he wasn't getting on good enough horses and he wasn't making money, you know, with the two only riding 2 days a week. And then it's just funny how it can turn so quickly, and once someone sees him winning races and getting the opportunities, they all follow. So he's just getting on good horses now. He's getting good support, and he's got confidence as well, I suppose, to match it.
Well, he would have been pretty proud to see Darren Beeman, who was one of the best ever, who declared him one of the best wet weather jockeys he's ever seen on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Jace doesn't get carried away with it, but I'm sure he would have been happy to hear it. I just don't know if he did hear it or not. He doesn't read the papers or doesn't do much on social media. So, look, as long as he's happy with his own work, then that's the main thing.
Well, you're both very grounded, Claire, and you're both very good at your job. Well done on the weekend.
Cheers. Thanks for the chat, Michael.